Hey, friends, this is Pastor Terry Sisney. God bless you. Good to be with you again today. We have not been online for quite some time, and so I just felt like, hey, I just need to jump back on here. I need to reach out. I need to reconnect with some people that we haven't talked with and we haven't shared with in quite some time, and speak a word of encouragement to some people that might be going through some things. You know, the Bible declares to us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And, I can't say I like that. let's be honest about it. I can't say that I like the fact that the righteous will suffer afflictions. But the bottom line is, we're in the world. Not of the world, but we're in the world. And being in the world, we're subject to some of the things that are in the world. We're subject to smog, and we're subject to, you know, to the things that happen, the little bugs and stuff that float around in the air and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes they get on you, and, you know, things happen. And the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And so because you're a believer and a follower of Christ, it does not exempt us from life. And life just comes with some difficulties built into it. But I love the fact that it says at the end of the verse, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. There's another scripture where it says that though I walk through the water, it will not overflow me, and through the fire I will not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon me. That's my claim. I claim that for myself, you know, because I go through some stuff, you go through some stuff, and no promise that we will escape it or we're exempt from it, but we have the promise of His presence with us, and that it's not going to burn us up, and that it will not kindle upon us. It will not catch fire or catch us on fire, but we'll come through it. So I'm here to encourage somebody today. You're going to make it. I'm here to encourage somebody today to lift up your head, because your redemption draweth nigh. God wants you to know that He's for you. He's in your corner. He's on your side. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. So, friends, be encouraged today. You know, the Bible says that we're to lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I have discovered in life that at times we need help. And, of course, the source is God. But God uses many resources. And so I really like that that fact, that there are many resources, but one source. So I can, if I need a doctor, I go to a doctor. If I need a plumber, I call a plumber. If I need a dentist, I go to a dentist. If I need a mechanic, I go to a mechanic. These are all resources. But ultimately, our faith is not in any resource. Our faith is in the source. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Our faith is not in the resource. Our faith is in the source. And the source of all blessings is God. The Bible says every good thing, it comes down from the Father above, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Well, I don't want to take a lot of your time today, but I did want to jump on here and reach out to you and encourage you and tell you that we're still here. We're still here if you would like to catch some of our sermons. I've been uploading to Sermon Central, been doing that for about 10 years probably, or longer. And so if you want to just read some of our sermons, you can go to sermoncentral.com and put in my name, and Terry Sisney, and it'll take you to about 293 of our sermons, and you can just enjoy some of those and read through some of those. and see if some of that might encourage you and help you. But I just wanted to jump back on here on the air and tell you that Jesus loves you. We love you. And you can make it. God is for you. And if God be for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. Okay? Have a blessed day. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, Higher Life Ministries. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.